News. I'm Michelle Franz, and a rare diplomatic breakthrough. A trio of Americans detained in China now released. Here's ABC's Christian Cordero.
These three Americans, their names are Mark Swiden, Kai Lee, and John Leung, were all described by the U.S. State Department as wrongfully detained, and they are expected to soon arrive back here on the U.S. soil for the first time in years, reunited with their families. We know, too, that President Biden has been working on this for years. That's what the administration says, ramping up the efforts in the past couple of months.
Holiday travelers out in force heading to their Thanksgiving destinations. It is the peak day for drivers, and flights are packed too. At LAX, emotions were high.
We're going to Cancun and feeling really excited.
It's always crazy trying to get to your flight, especially mornings.
I'm scared of planes, so this is an experience for me.
Storms, though, could throw a wrench into some travel plans, and tomorrow rain is in the forecast for the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. This is ABC News. New York City police say they have busted one of the largest retail scam rings they've ever seen. Here's ABC's Lionel Moise.
Prosecutors in New York say they've busted an international retail theft ring. Five people arrested in a multi-state operation targeting stores like Ulta Beauty, Sephora, and Macy's. The suspects accused of stealing nearly $2 million in merchandise, then reselling it online, on the street, and abroad. Authorities were recovering dozens of boxes of cosmetics and stacks of designer clothes, all at a cost not just to the stores, but to consumers as well.
While awaiting his new trial, Harvey Weinstein filed a new lawsuit against New York City and its Department of Corrections, alleging negligence and failure to provide adequate care while in custody at Rikers Island. Florida police arrested a suspect accused of killing a man on a Florida golf course with his own golf clubs. Police described the attack as a random act of violence. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayla. Prison time in a child sex trafficking case.
A Washington County judge on Tuesday sentenced 55-year-old Todd Blehovde to 10 years in prison, followed by 10 years extended supervision. Blehovde pleaded no contest in August to second-degree sexual assault of a child and trafficking of a child. Police arrested him in April after the 16-year-old victim spoke with detectives. Police say 33-year-old Amy Carlson of Milwaukee brought the victim to Blehovde's home in Slinger over a period of several years, and Blehovde paid the victim to perform sex acts on him. Carlson is also charged in the case and has entered not guilty pleas. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rock County's Juvenile Detention Center sends two youths to Marathon County because of a staff shortage. Youth Services Center Operations Director Ryan Trouch says it's the first time the center has had to relocate juvenile inmates because of short staffing.
There's other juvenile detention centers across the state over the last probably year and a half that either had to temporarily close or close their detention centers due to staffing issues. Even in the adult correctional world, too, there was staffing crises that we'd seen on the news with just trying to find staff to work in this environment.
Until recently, the Youth Services Center was staffed to handle an average of 11 youths. UW-Madison improves a research ranking. The university is now sixth out of 920 public and private American universities in research expenditures. That's according to annual rankings from the National Science Foundation. UW-Madison had ranked eighth since 2018. For the first time, the UW has topped $1.7 billion in research expenditures. Nearly half of UW-Madison's research expenditures come from awards from federal agencies. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Roll the dice and save during Small Business Shake a Day this Saturday from 9 to noon and from 3 to 5:30 at the Cottage in downtown Durand. From home decor for the holidays to something special for mom, you'll find that special gift at the Cottage. From 9 to noon, roll the dice for extra savings. Roll 3 of a kind, receive 30% off. 4 of a kind, 40% off. And if you get 5 of a kind, 50% off any item at the Cottage. It's the Small Business Shake a Day this Saturday from 9 to noon and from 3 to 5:30 at the Cottage downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today with high temperatures near freezing in the low 30s. Winds are calm and they'll stay that way tonight too as temperatures fall to the teens. But by tomorrow for Thanksgiving, it'll be blustery cold as winds drop temperatures for the weekend to the low 20s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 21.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Cabinet with key selections coming out this week. We'll get perspective on the latest choices, and we will get some perspective on the chances that widespread tariffs will be initiated on all imports on day one of the Trump administration.
Live, Green Finger, via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we begin with a conversation with pro farmer policy OG Jim Wiesmeyer. Then it's our farmer forum with panelists Vic Miller and Bill Flory. Directly following the news, Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now, the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis, so are you doing some gardening this morning or something? What's going on with the green finger?
No gardening. Nope, no gardening. I watched Goldfinger the other day, and Stackler brought it up, and I thought, you know, we don't really do Goldfinger here so much, but green, maybe.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe, that's right.
I mean,
that's
I've heard of a green thumb. Maybe it could be a new thing, you know, like atmospheric river or derecho, you know? Green finger.
Things that don't really exist, right?
Huh? I'm getting in the game, baby.
I love
it. I'm gonna make up words too. Yes.
Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis Greenfinger Michelson. Oh, man, this is AgriTalk. We've got a very interesting show coming up here. Wiesmeyer is coming up in the next segment. I've already had that conversation with Jim. Jim's got a really busy schedule here this morning. But we talked about Rollins. We talked about some of the other appointments that have, you know, and appointments isn't the right word, nominations that the Trump team have put forward. And right at the very end, I got just a couple of comments in from Jim on the Department of Government Efficiency and what he thinks of what they have done to this point. And he's got a little insight on where they might be getting some of their power to do some of these spending cuts. So it's interesting.
Very good.
It's very interesting. Okay. Let's go ahead and get started. We've got a lot of ground to cover today. What do you got?
Yeah, let's do. Look out, everybody. The National Weather Service is calling for a pre-Thanksgiving to Thanksgiving Day storm, which will push from the mid-Mississippi and Ohio Valley today into the Northeast on Thursday. Dry conditions on tap for the West Coast after several days of wet weather. Much above average temperatures for the Southern Plains into the Gulf Coast today, while much below average temperatures spill out into the Great Plains and Mississippi Valley through the end of the week. I went out for a little morning walk early today, Chip, and it is brisk here in KC.
Brisk is probably the right word to put on it. 33 degrees up here in Northeast Iowa And we've got some highs in the 20s not too far away from us. So yeah, the colder weather is here.
Well, chip private exporters report sales of 132,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 24-25 marketing year. All three major U.S. stock indices notched gains yesterday, led by gains in the NASDAQ as the holiday shortened week continued. Grain and livestock markets will trade normal hours today. Markets and government offices will be closed on Thursday for Thanksgiving. On Friday, markets are open for an abbreviated trading session. Chip President-elect Donald Trump selected Jamison Greer to serve as the U.S. Trade Representative. Greer was chief of staff for Robert Lighthizer, who was Trump's USTR in his first administration. Lighthizer is expected to play a significant role in shaping trade policy, although his exact position, if any, remains uncertain. Greer has advocated for strategic decoupling from China. Trump also tapped Kevin Hassett as director of the National Economic Council, where he will work with other departments to implement the president's economic policy. Hassett was chair of Council of Economic Advisors during the first Trump administration. A couple more of these nominees, appointments, these people.
Yes.
Let's call them people.
The people. Yes. And we're going to get perspective from Wiesmeyer on Greer and Hassett in the next segment.
Yeah. Well, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum warned President Trump of dire economic consequences for both countries from tariffs and suggested possible retaliation following his threat of across-the-board tariffs of 25% on Mexico and Canada. Chip, South Africa will issue import permits for genetically engineered white and yellow corn from the U.S. after a midsummer drought that caused a 22% drop in local production. We can just send white corn to South Africa now, I guess, instead of down to Mexico. Why not?
Yeah,
why not?
And South Africa is one of the leading exporters of white corn in the world. So it's GMO and genetically engineered white corn is kind of the market now.
Well, Russia's defense ministry announced preparations for retaliatory measures after Ukraine used U.S.-supplied missiles to strike air defense units in Russia's Kursk region. In recent days, Chip, Ukraine targeted a radar system near Kursk and an airfield with long-range missiles, causing damage and casualties, this according to Russian authorities. And holiday sales will rise between 2.5 and 3.5% this year, compared with 3.9% last year. This, according to the National Retail Federation. The shorter shopping period, thanks to an unusually late Thanksgiving, isn't helping at all. Kohl's, Best Buy, Target, and Dick's, just some of the big names to have voiced caution ahead of the tough season ahead. Chip?
Excellent. Thank you, Davis. Let's bring in Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop. Hey, Margie, what are you hearing from online retailers?
Hey, good morning, Chip, and good morning, everyone. You know, we've talked a lot about how farmers buying inputs for their farm is changing. And we specifically have nailed down some research that Farm Journal has done looking at fertilizer, seed, and crop chemicals. And as you mentioned, Chip, no big surprise that we are entering the holiday shopping season. And perhaps some of the trends from the consumer side of the business, as far as promotions and Cyber Monday or cyber sales, are also carrying over to ag inputs. So, for example, we have Cyber Days at FBN Direct, and they have some special offers through December 13th. We also have heard of some offers from a variety of other online input retailers and retailers that have an online footprint. The folks over at Conduit, who got just launched about 6 months ago, spinning off from Landis, they have seen a big uptick in interest for farmers buying inputs online. And they've got some special offers offering bundles for both corn and soybeans, where if you buy a certain series of products, you get glufosinate or glyphosate on those acres for free. They've also been able to pre-approve $500 million of available financing that farmers have applied for via their platform. So this idea of doing more business digitally continues to increase. And that also includes from the team over at Bushel, who continue to add new ways with an expanded digital payment network. So interesting trends that we're seeing and ways that we're seeing that consumer holiday shopping and promotion maybe sneak over into ag retail. And so with that, I just wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving and beginning to the Christmas season.
Fantastic. Thank you, Margie, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well. That is Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop. You can get more on that and a lot more from the world of ag retail at www.thedailyscoop.com. All right, coming up next, Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst, right here on AgriTalk.
You need proven solutions built for specific agronomic needs, supported by millions of data points, like countless wind tunnel trials and decades of answer plot research. Solutions you can rely on for stronger emergence, greater leaf coverage, and more. Contact your local Winfield United retailer to unlock the full potential of every field by taking a whole acre approach with crop protection solutions built for success, built for you, built for it.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have farmers yielding out an additional 2.7 bushels per acre over A-Series. This has everyone talking, not just farmers. Case in point, a trucking company wrote, "Morning, noon, and night, it doesn't matter. I'm hauling Z-Series. The phone doesn't stop ringing. Even my home number, it never stops ringing." Well, it's fair to say Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are making quite an impact. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/newera.
Hi, I'm Paul Neef.
Hey there, Mondovi. This is Kendra Edwards. Great news for our community. Amplify Health by Gunderson is coming to town. Soon, you'll have top-notch family and children's medicine right at your doorstep. Whether it's a quick checkup or care for acute and chronic illnesses, we've got you covered. Stay tuned for the grand opening, and let's get ready to welcome Amplify Health to Mondovi.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
VA 411 or va.gov/resources/disaster-help for emergencies. Always dial 911.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Winfield United. Improve on target spray potential by 33% and get stronger ROI with more herbicides delivered to the desired target. Interlock Adjuvant, built for it. Learn more at winfieldunited.com. Hey there!
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us on this Wednesday morning, day before Thanksgiving 2024. Okay, we've got the Farmer Forum coming up at the bottom of the hour, and I'm looking forward to getting their perspectives on what is happening and some of the announcements that are coming out of President-elect Trump's team leading into day one of the next Trump administration. But We haven't even had a chance to talk with Jim Wiesmeyer this week. Jim is the Pro Farmer Policy Analyst, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Jim.
Good to be with you, Chip.
All right. So we have not talked about President-elect Trump's pick for Ag Secretary. What are your thoughts and what are you hearing about Brooke Rollins?
She's very in the know. She's a Trump confidant, and she'll be part of many interagency committee meetings, Chip, that are probably already going on. She has a history of her training was in academic training was in agricultural development. So she knows agriculture, maybe not to the degree that some of the ag lobbyists want, you know, dirt under the fingernail, et cetera. But bottom line, she was in the top three, probably the top two, to be White House chief of staff. And wow. She wasn't picked for that slot, but that's all you need to know. Trump respected her that much that she was a finalist for White House chief of staff.
Okay. Interagency meetings. Give us a little perspective on what it means to be able to sit in on those interagency meetings.
And they're frequently chaired, Chip, by the National Economic Council director. And in this case, he was just announced last night as far as the nominee, Kevin Hassett.
Yeah.
He's a good guy because he believes in investment, tax cuts, anti-regulation, et cetera. And Brooke will be part of that, not only in the tax cut arena, how it would impact the farmers and the business of ag, but also energy policy. And Republicans versus Democrats, they usually focus on this NEC director more than Democrats do, Chip. So that's why I've always said I want to see who's going to be that NEC director, and now we know. He's a very market-oriented person.
Okay. All right. Back to Rollins. It seems to me that she's going to be a 30,000-foot secretary, not a down-in-the-weeds secretary. Is that right?
Maybe a little bit lower, but yeah. Okay. Maybe a 15,000 feet.
Okay.
But, she knows what she's talking about, but that means, I think you're right, Chip, the overall guidelines that her deputy secretary and the undersecretaries are going to be very important. And we said this going in, even before the Tilt-A-World announcement that she finally got, because she's going to be very busy out there communicating all the business of agriculture and speeches. That's why the deputy secretary, I've always said, is the glue that holds USDA together, budget aspect, working with Capitol Hill, and the undersecretary from a trade environment and the operations of farm programs. So we're going to see who's going to be selected.
Yeah. Yeah, and the dirty boots are still coming for USDA, don't you think? I mean, there's going to be some people that get into those undersecretary positions that are going to have, as you said, the dirt under the nails.
Yeah, let's hope so. That's why we're gonna wait to see, because you know, in the postmortem of this flip flop on the ag secretary, reports have surfaced that RFK Jr. really pushed Representative Thomas Massie, Republican from Kentucky, and I think he thought he was going to get that position, by the way, but he didn't. And then you had reports saying his daughter, Ivanka, wanted Sarah Frey from Illinois. So you had a lot of things behind the scenes. How much will those same people push for those other top positions at USDA, Chip? I think that's a question mark right now.
Yeah. The selection of the USDA secretary, appointee, or I'm not saying that right, nomination thing.
Nominee,
The nominee. It just kind of starts the process, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. But again, you want to have clout. And with her history with Trump, she was in the first Trump administration. She took a domestic policy council role. So she's steeped in these interagency issues. And let's be honest, a lot of agriculture's petty issues have been interagency issues relative to the implementation or the lack thereof of the 45Z program, okay? That brings in energy, that brings in EPA, that brings in the IRS and Treasury Department, and the Renewable Fuel Standard Program. Then you have trade policy, of which Trump himself is going to be, I think, the biggest participant there, and we're already seeing that. But you'll have a seat at the table on the potential impacts and the pluses of some of Trump's coming policy moves in the trade area, Chip.
Okay. All right. We better move on because you've said for quite some time that the selection of the head of the U.S. Trade Rep's office might be a higher priority for farmers than the USDA secretary. With that in mind, what do you make of Jameson Greer?
Well, he's a young guy, 44, but he was chief of staff for former U.S. Trade Rep Bob Lighthizer in Trump administration number one. And we all know chief of staffs do a lot of the work. I'm not saying all of it. And he frequently filled in for Lighthizer on international trips when Lighthizer was too busy dealing with Trump in Washington. So he's got his connections in Brussels, in Geneva, all places, Chip, where the USDR has offices. And he worked with Lighthizer in the private industry as a trade lawyer before. So he's well steeped in the issues. He is very hawkish on trade with China. He's one of the ones pushing for delinking with China, revoking permanent normal trade relations, et cetera. So he's very much in the vanguard of Lighthizer. It's interesting, where is Lighthizer on this?
That's my next question.
He is working behind the scenes, people, our sources tell us. I know he was involved in Trump's recent announcements of the 25% tariffs threatened on Mexico and Canada, and an additional 10% on China. That's pure Lighthizer 101. So I don't know if he's coming into the administration, and if so, in what capacity. But boy, he'll continue to play a role.
Okay. So the tariffs that you just mentioned against Canada and Mexico, proposed tariffs or ideas of tariffs, what are you hearing? What's the reaction that you're getting from the industry?
Well, I think the markets are telling us right now they think it's a leverage play. It's a negotiating play. The headline I used this morning was coercion, not partnerships right now. And it's classic populist Trump. He threatened from day one, he's ready to go, Chip, if he has to. And we've already seen the reaction from Mexico and Canada, and you've got Canada already maybe wanting to go solo relative to a trade agreement with the U.S. because they're concerned about this, because so much of Mexico and Canada's exports, you know, go to this country, and I think 60% of their agriculture, let alone some of their products coming into our country with potash. And Reuters reported yesterday that oil, Canadian oil, will be included in these threatened tariffs. Yeah. But the Trump spin on that, Chip, is that the Biden administration taxed U.S. production and regulatory, anti-regulatory on oil production. He's going to go the other way. So that's the Trump spin on that one. He's going to try to lessen the regulatory morass on the U.S. oil industry, thereby boosting the competitiveness on the price equation for liquefied natural gas and other oil products. So it's just a different way to look at the industry.
Okay, 10 seconds to give me some thinking for next week. What are you making of Musk and Ramaswamy so far?
Number one, they're unpaid. Number two, they're very smart. Number three, they're going in with low expectations from almost everybody observing Washington, which means that they could be surprising in some of the things that they cut, because they can do it in executive orders in a big way that most people aren't aware of.
Yeah, we're going to have to watch that very closely. Jim Wiesmeyer, thanks, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right, Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst.
Farmer Forum coming up next here on AgriTalk. No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, December milk down 32 to 1848, January down 36 to 1826, February down 34 to 1862, March down 25 at 1883. Live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher today, as live sales in Kansas were $3 to $4 higher on the cash side. Nebraska $5 higher, and that is helping to support the cattle markets today. Nearby hog markets are moving mostly lower after a big drop in pork cutout values, basically led by the belly prices dropping $7.92. December live cattle up $1.05 to $187.95. January feeder cattle up $1.17 to $259.27. And December hogs now down 40 to 82.70. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are relatively flat today. Really not a lot of new news to move markets higher. Soybeans are moving mostly higher due to strength in the meal markets and also an export sale to China of 132,000 metric tons. Wheat markets moving mostly lower as the choppy overall action does continue. Even though the dollar is weaker, it's up on the upper end of the trading range. MATIF wheat prices were lower. December corn down 1¾ to 418¼. January beans up 6¼ to 989¾. December wheat down 6½.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Good conversation there with Jim Wiesmeyer. Covered a lot of ground in a short period of time there with Wiesmeyer. Worth taking another listen to that. All right, it's time for this week's Farmer Forum. Let's get it started right now. Vic Miller, Northeast Iowa. Vic, it's good to talk to you again. It's been too long. How are you?
Well, fine, Chip. Everything's up and away, I guess, all right?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, stay right there. I want to get Bill Flory in here. Bill, missed you last week at the family get-together. What's going on?
Well, the dates are always wrong that you send me, so sorry about that.
That happened again?
Yeah. How are you? Nice to talk to you.
I'm good. Happy Thanksgiving to you, man.
And to you.
Yeah, excellent. So tell me about the growing season, how things wrapped up out there in Idaho.
Good. Had a good open fall. Harvest got done. Great quality on fall wheat and spring crops. So, fall moisture's been a little erratic. Had high pressure located pretty decently off the coast this fall, but there are still some droughty areas. But and we picked up a real mild fall and some nice moisture, so we're off. We're off to the races for another good year next year.
Yep. How's that white wheat market holding up?
Well, there's plenty of white wheat if you're interested. We could probably get you some. We're going to have a carryover starting next July 1st, new crop year of about 70 to 80% of a normal crop. That'll be the carryover. So. Great crop, superior quality, very happy customers for quality and price, but not so good on the farmer end. A little softer.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to talk more about that and developing those markets as we go through the conversation here. Vic, how'd things wrap up for you in Northeast Iowa?
Well, we were less than anticipated. You know, it was an extremely wet spring, and the sad part of it was the first 2 weeks of June, it decided to quit raining. And when I said quit raining, it quit. And so we went the rest of the summer, basically, with maybe an inch or two of rain was all that we had. And so things didn't turn out quite as we'd anticipated. However, if you go very far away from where we're at, if you get 50, 60 miles away, they had fantastic crops. And, you know, we were on probably a low average for both corn and soybeans. But, you know, that's agriculture. You just have to understand it and get used to it.
Yep. It's been nice to get a little bit of water back in the Mississippi for your river market, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And, you know, we've gotten, we were a lot like Bill. It was a wonderful fall. I mean, we were 40 straight days with a combine in the field and never got it wet. Now, that's saying a lot, but. Man. You know, along with that, it was wonderful to have it. We got lots of fall stuff done. We just put tile plow away yesterday and, you know, got lots of wet spots that we saw the last spring taken care of. Mm-hmm. But by and large, it's been a good year. The quality of the crop is very good. You know, unfortunately, we're in the same situation as the wheat market. You know, we're going to have a tremendous carryout on both corn and soybeans. Yeah. And, you know, everybody but the farmer is probably happy about that.
Right. You know, Vic, you mentioned the tiling. I'm seeing tile lines, new tile into fields, into spots that I thought would never need it or have tile. But it got done this fall up in your area, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And you see, the thing is, you know, the old adage, you know, when, well, years and years ago, in fact, some of the tile that we did this fall was on 80-foot centers. And, you know, at the time it was done, why, that was plenty. Well, we're down to 40-foot centers, and in some places there are those that are putting tile on 30-foot centers. They're splitting 60-foot lines. And, you know, drainage is key to the entire situation here, Chip. It really is.
Yep. What about you out in Idaho, Bill? How close have you got your tile lines?
Well, they're not at 80 feet. They're it's been a good fall for us too, tile line wise, but We more tile our drainages down each side of a drainage, a minor drainage in the field.
Okay.
And it changes where we grow a lot of spring crop. About half of our operation is spring crop. It really makes it nice in the fall. And our soil tests show the effect of good drainage.
Wow. I was more than half kidding when I was talking about tile out your way. I figured you probably didn't even have any, but you do.
No. We put in 10 to 50, 60,000 a year fairly regularly. So wow. It's not unusual for us. Okay. In our case, it can be some wet spots. It can be some, but we go down each side of some of these draws, and it really changes the spring cropping.
Wow. Okay. All right. Interesting. All right. One of the reasons that I wanted to have Vic and Bill on Farmer Forum this week is because of some of the trade news that's coming out, because these two guys have worked the amount of time and effort that they have dedicated to building demand markets and export markets for corn and soybeans and wheat. It's pretty immeasurable. So, Bill, I'm going to stay with you and kick it off with you. What are your thoughts when you hear that President-elect Trump is ready to initiate these tariffs on Mexico and Canada right on day one, and increase tariffs on China? What are your thoughts?
Well, one of the things I'm thankful for is having a president and a team that knows how to negotiate. And tariffs are one of the first volleys that in a negotiation that gets everybody's attention. That doesn't mean that's the final model that's going to be put in play. But where Lighthizer and Dowd worked diligently to get trade agreements, bilateral and otherwise, trade agreements in place, having this Trump team back, we should pick up and continue tough negotiations, because if our customers, whether it's Mexico and fresh vegetables and fruit, which we're a major customer for, or whether it's our corn and wheat going south, Mexico is a major trader. Not to mention, of course, the immigration. It was a great volley.
Okay. All right, Vic, your thoughts on the potential use of these tariffs? Do you think he'll really do it?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing that we've got to understand on this, Chip. You know, the media isn't doing us any services on this whole thing, because, you know, it's doom and gloom and the world is going to end tomorrow morning. And yet they had very little to say with the inflationary spiral that we've seen in the last administration. Mm-hmm. And before we get too carried away here, well, I mean, we've got people that are making decisions. I mean, they're selling crop, you know, 25 crop now, because they're scared to death of what's going to happen. Well, until you know what's going to happen, you're making a decision without a lot of information, and that could be the worst decision you've ever made. So before we get carried away, I agree completely with Bill. I think it's time that we, you know, these bilateral agreements are tremendous, and we need, you've got to have a stick to get people to come to the table and to pay attention. I thought it was a little interesting last night, the news, Mexico's president has stated, well, we're just going to impose tariffs. But the interesting thing is the caravans have halted. Now, there's more going on here than meets the eye. And I don't know that things are ever going to, you know, he can threaten these things, and I hope that's all it is. Because, as you said, you know, I've spent a lot of time all over the world developing markets, but we don't need to lose those markets. And hopefully he's gotten a lot smarter as to how to implement things this time around than the last time around.
Okay. Well, like you said, we're going to have to wait and find out if he has or not. Bill, it's kind of a greater good effort is what I think I hear from both you and Vic, right?
No, Vic is exactly right. You know, when you start a negotiation, and I think there's a lot of the world doesn't understand negotiations. You don't start from your weakest point and try and get stronger. You start from your very strongest point and work back. And first of all, you have to have people's attention. But let's, you know, trade is important with both Canada and Mexico for the U.S.
Yep. Okay. All right. We're going to continue this conversation because it's that important. We're in the middle of the Farmer Forum with Bill Flory from Idaho, Vic Miller from Northeast Iowa. We're going to do that. And, of course, Bill's already mentioned it, but what are the guys thankful for this holiday season?
I'm Tyne Morgan.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Veterans, if you were impacted by a recent hurricane or natural disaster, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is here to help. To find 24/7 info about healthcare, housing, insurance, benefits payments, and more, call 1-800-MY-VA-411 or visit va.gov/resources/disaster-help. That's 1-800-MY-VA-411 or va.gov/resources/disaster-help. For emergencies, always dial 911.
We've been using Pivot Bio for 4 years. The first thing to drive us to Pivot Bio was the unique thought that there's something else out there outside of synthetic nitrogen that can replace it. And the data shows that we are able to replace that 40 pounds, sustain the same yield goals with 40 pounds less synthetic nitrogen. Anytime we can more efficiently use our nitrogen, that is more efficiently using our dollars.
Visit TalkNitrogen.com for your free nitrogen efficiency review. That's TalkNitrogen.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Pivot Bio. Protect yield potential with a new mode of action in nitrogen. See how Pivot Bio fits into your fertility plan at TalkNitrogen.com. Hey, Chip, can you feel it? There's a long weekend coming. We're coming right up on it, baby. I can feel it.
That was maybe the least productive 5-minute break I've had in this show ever.
I got tears in my eyes.
Okay? Normally I'm working hard. I'm trying to figure out what we're going to talk about. Here we are. We're in the middle of our farmer forum. We've got Bill Flory from Idaho, Vic Miller from Northeast Iowa. Vic, this running start by the next administration, I mean, the Trump team has gotten more done in the lead up to Inauguration Day, and we're still, what, 5-6 weeks away from, at least 6 weeks away from inauguration. But he's already done more than most transition teams do in the whole time leading up to inauguration. What do you make of it?
Well, I think he's hit the ground running, and I think that the biggest thing is he learned a great deal from his last go-round. You know, when you impeach a guy twice on some kind of dubious grounds, and, you know, all of the situation with all of the legality, the criminality, lawsuits, you name it, he's just made up his mind that he's not going to let that hamper him going forward. And, you know, that it shows that he's a businessman because, you know, he got his nose bloody the first time around. Well, it's not going to happen the second time. And that can be extremely beneficial for the nation. And I think the greater good that you brought up earlier, Chip, is really what we're talking about here. You know, the whole world is going into kind of a protectionist attitude at the present time. Well, you know, we were all citizens of the world previously, and now suddenly we're taking care of our home fires. And I think that's critical. Now let's just hope that the home fires don't burn us all up, that we go so far overboard that we lose sight of everything. I mean, trade is valuable. We absolutely have to have it. And I think that he understands that as well. And, you know, it's kind of amusing to me that you know, we've gotten all of this, you know, the Musk and Ramaswamy situation, you know, and nobody can say enough bad about it, it seems like. Well, you know, at the same time, we've got to have some of this stuff straightened out. And, you know, it's wonderful to campaign for my subsidy, but your subsidy is a bad subsidy. So we've got to back up and take a good look at everything. And I think this is what Trump is doing. He is looking forward, and he's getting things in a row so that we can move.
Excellent perspective right there, Vic. Bill, what do you make of the running start, and have you given much thought to the nomination of Burke Rollins to head USDA?
You, given a lot of thought to this. We started to see this momentum with Trump a year ago and in his campaign as he began to ramp up the energy and the communication with not only the ag industry, but the whole U.S. and the world. One of the things that's important in the cabinet is that interagency prowess. How much horsepower do the secretaries really have with between and with each other? And Brooke Rollins is an excellent choice. She comes well recommended. She comes with great experience inside the Trump organization, and she will be front and center with other secretaries advocating and negotiating policies and practices that the Trump administration will bring forward. That interagency horsepower is key, and she has it. Very exciting.
Yeah. Okay. Greer at USTR, any thoughts there, Bill?
I think it's, like I said before, Chip, it's a continuation of the Lighthizer-Dowd period of time. They're going to pick up, USTR will pick up where Trump and the Lighthizer-Dowd team left off. That is extremely, extremely important.
Okay. All right. Very good. Let's do this last couple of minutes here of the show. Vic, if you've got any other challenges that you think need to be addressed, I want to hear about it. And I also hear tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Let's hear what you're thankful for.
Well, I think the challenge that we're all facing right now is, you know, cost of production and the markets are below the cost of production. And that means we've all got to get our financial house in order, but we should have already had that done. But, you know, we got a little sloppy on a lot of stuff. And as we're going forward, I think that's really important that understand financially where you are, and let's not make any silly mistakes because they will be terminal if you do that. As far as being thankful, I mean, Chip, I can't even begin to think about, you know, it's amazing that we live in a country that we do. Understand, yeah. We had a change of power and no one got shot, you know, and no one got hauled off to prison. And we're one of the few nations on the face of the earth that has that ability.
Yep.
And I think that's phenomenal. And not only that, we can worship in any church we want to, and we don't have to worry about being shot.
Vic, great stuff. Bill, give me 30 seconds.
Well, you know, a great nation has free flow of communication, thoughts, and ideas. And X is a prime example of that, this fact, and Farmer Forum, the chance to interface, and AgriTalk in general, chance to interface and share ideas. And out of that comes a great nation.
Outstanding. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you, man. Bill Florey out in Idaho. Vic Miller in Northeast Iowa. Fantastic job today, guys. Come back this afternoon. We got Matt Bennett, agmarket.net.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council. NHTSA and the Ad Council.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Are you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. It's Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale. Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get a $300 instant gift.